Welcome to Synopsis, your weekly roundup of news and analysis from UNFIF around the world, coming to you from UNFIF HQ in the City of London. I'm Julie Livia Mignoli. Today, we're talking mostly about central banks' response to coronavirus, but don't worry, that won't be all. We'll also be talking about Joe Biden's surge in the Democratic primary and the future of the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. All that and more coming right up. And welcome to this week's Synopsis. We'll get to the corona panic that has set in all around the world in just a moment, but first, let's take a look at recent developments in another major and somewhat unnerving event, the Democratic primary. At this point, the Democratic nomination is Joe Biden's to lose. Just a few weeks ago, the former US vice president was trailing in the polls, but now, writes our regular contributor Daryl Delamade, voters weary of Donald Trump's disruptions and leery of Bernie Sanders' social revolution are massively backing Biden, whose policies largely represent a return to the status quo. Biden's political career spans decades, but despite his vast experience and extensive foreign policy exposure, he is vulnerable and prone to frequent gaffes. And he is seen by many young voters as a relic of the past. The Democratic establishment, wrote Daryl, is hoping that visceral dislike of Trump will mobilize enough support for Biden in November's election. Back to Europe now. This week, we ran a special feature on the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. Tadeusz Kościński, the Polish finance minister, and Pier Carlo Padoan, Italy's former minister of economics and finance, each wrote about how they believe the EBRD should move forward. Tadeusz wrote that significant transition gaps persist, but the EBRD can gradually close these with a continued country-specific approach combined with policy dialogue and supporting structural reforms. Pier Carlo wrote, as multilateralism faces mounting challenges, it is crucial for the EBRD to preserve its multilateral nature. At its inception, the bank was intended as a strategic political partnership between Europeans and non-Europeans on the future of Europe and its neighborhood. This partnership remains of critical relevance. And now for the main event, we published a flurry of articles this week on coronavirus and how central banks, specifically the ECB and the Fed, are responding to the crisis as it unfolds. Mark Sobel, our US chairman, wrote about the outlines of the Fed's response coming into relief. A major element of the debate, said Mark, has been around the mix of fiscal and monetary policy measures to tackle the economic impact. On monetary policy, the Fed quickly responded last week with its 50 basis point intermediate cut in the Fed funds rate. Markets are expecting another huge cut in the funds rate at next week's Federal Open Market Committee meeting. Many economists pointed out, though, that the central bank was not well placed alone to tackle what in many respects was a supply shock. They argued fiscal policy action was needed, if not more central. The White House is apparently backing a payroll tax cut and liquidity to businesses. President Trump has also discussed seeking assistance for airlines, hotels, and the cruise industry, though there are no plans yet for this. Generalized tax cuts seem unlikely. In Europe, ahead of yesterday's ECB Governing Council meeting, a few of our authors offered up their thoughts on what action the European Central Bank should take. Ignazio Antolini, a former member of the ECB's supervisory board, wrote, "In framing its response, the ECB must consider that the higher prices normally associated with a supply shock are unlikely to occur this time. Price trends have been falling for years owing to structural and global effects. This accentuates the need for expansionary policy and for support from fiscal action. Governments must coordinate their action with the aim of preventing the epidemic from blocking consumption or causing bankruptcies and banking crises." For David Marsh and Denai Kyriakopoulou, our chairman and chief economist, the coronavirus crisis is a golden opportunity for the ECB to promote the long-awaited reset of Europe's fiscal monetary mix. Mark Sobel expected Lagarde to shoot high and go big. In the end, the ECB president put the onus on European governments to do whatever is necessary to counter the economic effects of coronavirus. This will no doubt win plaudits from opponents of full-scale monetary easing on the Governing Council, wrote Denai and David. However, by stating explicitly that the ECB is not responsible for narrowing Italian spreads, Lagarde risks unleashing a renewed escalation, which has long been in the making. To read all of these articles, visit onfif.org. Over on our podcast channel, David Marsh spoke with Lord Norman Lamont, former Chancellor of the Exchequer, to discuss the UK budget, which was unveiled on Wednesday. And that is all for this week's edition of Synopsis. To read more about everything we've discussed, go to www.onfif.org or scroll down to the show notes underneath this podcast, where you will find links to everything mentioned today. If you wish to stay up to date with OnFIF news, analysis, and forthcoming meetings, sign up at onfif.org/subscribe. I'm Julie Davignoli. Thank you for listening.